Thanks, Jan. We start today with skiing, in which it was a good weekend for the Czech Republic. The biggest success was for Kateřina Neumannová, who won the 17th cross-country World Cup race of her career in Sweden's Gällivare on Saturday. And the Olympic champion won the 10-kilometer freestyle most convincingly, finishing a full 25 seconds in front of her nearest rival. As Neumannová said on the line from Lapland, she felt comfortably ahead some way from the finish line.
Two kilometers from the end, I knew my lead was so big that it was practically impossible for me to lose it. And I knew in any case I had more energy in reserve. So I was quite relaxed heading for the finish line, though that isn't to say it didn't take a lot out of me. I'm tired now.
Kateřina Neumannová, who's now 33, and plans to retire at the end of this season. Neumannová also took part in the women's relay in Gällivare, with the Czech women's team also featuring Erbenová, Rajdlová and Janečková finishing fourth. The country's men, Kokal, Bauer, Magal and Sperl, did one better. They reached the podium with third place. The first of the four Czechs in action was Martin Kokal.
Luckily, I managed to stay just 10 seconds off the pace, which was no problem for Lukáš Bauer, who's in such great form at the moment. I didn't see much of Jirka Magal, who was third. Milan Šperl was last, and he put in a great performance against the Russian Olympic champion Dementiev. So no problem, we came third.
And Lukáš Bauer also did well in the men's 15-kilometer freestyle, finishing fourth. Football now and Sparta Prague go into the winter break as league leaders. That despite being held to a 1-1 draw away to Must on Sunday. As well as dropping 2 points, Sparta also lost their impressive clean sheet record. It was the first time they'd conceded in 779 minutes. Second and third placed Slavan Liberec and Mladá Boleslav faced each other after the Sparta game, and either could have gone top. But a 1-1 draw meant the top three remained unchanged. And that's all the sport for today.